Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Babu ma yaqulu idha rakiba dabbatan lis-safar. This is the chapter on what dua a person should be making when he mounts his conveyance, when he sits in his car or is riding an animal or is going on the bus or whatever conveyance he is using. What dua should he make? قال الله تعالى وَجَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ الْفُلْكِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ مَا تَرْكَبُونَ لِتَسْتَوُوا عَلَى ظُهُورِهِ ثُمَّ تَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ رَبِّكُمْ إِذَا اسْتَوَيْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ وَتَقُولُوا سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ لَنَا هَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لَهُ مُقْرِنِينَ وَإِنَّا إِلَى رَبِّنَا لَمُنقَلِبُونَ. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi first brings the verse of the Holy Quran, which in the 25th para, in which Allah Ta'ala says, and Allah Ta'ala has made for you ships and animals which you ride. And of course in today's time, besides ships, we have cars and other modes of transport like the aeroplane, etc. Allah has made these for us to use, to ride. لِتَسْتَهُ عَلَى ظُهُورِهِ, so that you may be seated on their backs. ثُمَّ تَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ رَبِّكُمْ, and then you remember the ni'mat, the bounty of your Rabb. إِذَا اسْتَوَيْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ, when you are mounted on these animals or in these conveyances, وَتَقُولُ, and then you say, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ لَنَا هَذَا, that glory be to Allah, Allah is pure, pure is Allah who has made this at our service. Allah has made these modes of transport subservient to us. وَمَا كُنَّا لَهُ مُقْرِنِينَ, whereas we would never have any control over them. وَإِنَّا إِلَى رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ, and our return is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa rabb. So again, Allah reminds us that even in this world, whilst we are using modes of transport and we are traveling, we are going on a journey, it reminds us of the real journey, and that is the journey of the Akhirah. And therefore, in the end of this verse, Allah says, وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ, that we are surely, or we are definitely turning, returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have come into this dunya, we are in this journey towards the Akhirah. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا استوى على بعيره خارجا إلى سفر كبر ثلاثا. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما says that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he should sit on his camel whilst departing on the journey, then he would say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar three times. ثم قال, then he would read the following: سبحان الذي سخر لنا هذا وما كنا له مقرنين وإنا إلى ربنا لمنقلبون. The ayah that we just discussed now. So first he would say Allahu Akbar three times, then recite this verse of the 25th para. Then he would say Allahumma inna nas'aluka fi safarina hadha albirr wa taqwa wa min al-amal ma tarda. Wallahi, I ask you in this journey of ours, I'm asking you for piety and for taqwa, and the ability to do good deeds. Birrun means good deeds. Wallahi, I'm asking you to give me the ability to do good deeds on this journey, and also to have taqwa, and also such actions that you will be pleased with. Allahumma hubbin alina safarana hadha. Wallahi, make this journey of ours easy. Watwi anna bu'dah. Wallahi, make this journey, which could be long, make it short. Shorten our journey. In other words, don't make the journey be a journey full of fatigue and difficulties. Ya Allah, make us reach our destination with ease. Allahumma anta sahibu fi safar wal khalifatu fil ahl. Wallah, you are the companion, our companion on this journey, and also you are our vicegerent amongst our family. In other words, we are leaving you behind to look after our family. Now, if a person ponders over this word, وَاللَّهُمَّ أَنْتَ الصَّاحِبُ فِي السَّفَرُ, and a person is traveling, he has some companions. And imagine if he's conscious of this fact that Allah is also with him, then he will definitely refrain from sins and displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also at the same time, you are seeking Allah's protection on behalf of your family, that Allah, I'm going on a journey, I'm not going to be at home. Allah, you take care of my family. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من وعثاء السفر وكآبة المنظر وسوء المنقلب في المال والأهل والولد. والله, seek your protection from the difficulties of journey. Now, person is traveling, he experiences very many difficulties. Sometimes the car gets stuck, or the battery goes dead, or he has a puncture, or there's an accident, whatever it may be. Allah protect us. So we are making this dua. These are must-known duas. We must learn these duas. So, والله, I seek your protection from the difficulties of journey. وكآبة المنظر, and from scenes that will disparate me. In other words, suddenly you're traveling and you see a whole accident on the way, you see bodies lying on the ground on the road, so it will make a person feel terrible. So وَكَآبَةِ الْمَنْظَرِ Oh Allah, protect, I seek your protection from scenes that will make me feel dispirited. وَسُوءِ الْمُنْقَلَبِ Oh Allah, don't make me return back home with the evil return with regard to my wealth, my properties, my family, my children. Sometime a person is gone on journey, he comes back and everybody is wiped out. Oh, there's a fire and his entire property is burnt. So he's seeking protection in Allah whilst you're on journey. That oh Allah, when I return also, don't make me return with a loss in all these things. وَإِذَا رَجَعَ قَالَهُنَّ And when Rasulullah would return from the journey, he would read the same dua, وَزَادَ فِيهِنَّ And then he would say the following also, آئِبُونَ تَائِبُونَ عَابِدُونَ رَبِّنَا حَامِدُونَ وَاللَّهُ we are making tawbah to you, we are repenting, we are worshipping you, and we are returning, and we are praising you, O Rabb. And this is the dua that Rasulullah SAW will read, is another dua, inshallah. I think tomorrow we will do that. There's another hadith of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Very similar duas have been mentioned. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to learn these duas. And when we're on a journey, then read these duas. It is for our own protection and benefit. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah.